This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of May, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, never attach your heart to this old world or to bodily beings. If you attach your heart to those things, your fortune falls apart. Question. What deep secret about this play has the father told you children? Answer. Children, because this play is now about to end, all souls have to be present here. Souls of all religions will now become present here, because the father of everyone is now present. Everyone has to come to salute the father. Souls of all religions will go back with the mantra of Man, Man Above. However, they will not imbibe the mantra of Madhajibhav or become the rulers of the globe. Song. Don't let your heart break away from its support and thereby break your created fortune. Om Shanti. Children at all of the centres heard the song. You are listening to this today, and all the other children will hear it 2 to 4 days later. If you attach your heart to this old world or to an old body, your fortune falls apart, because your bodies are also of this old world. If you become body conscious, the fortune that you are creating falls apart. From being unfortunate, you are now becoming very fortunate. Therefore, as much as possible, remember the One Father who gives you your unlimited inheritance. Remember the Father and the inheritance. There is little time left in this old world. You have to make effort in this world and definitely become full of all virtues. There are many who do remain pure, whereas there are others who often fall. Baba says, you have to become the Father's service companions. It is very big service to make this whole world pure from impure. It isn't that everyone will help the Father. Those who become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, and who helped in the previous cycle, will become sensible. The name of Prajapita Brahma is remembered. The children of Brahma would surely be called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. They definitely existed in the past. People also remember Adidev and Adidevi. Anything that existed in the past definitely has to exist again. You know that the Golden Age existed in the past, and that there was the original eternal deity kingdom there. That no longer exists. The deities of the pure family path who used to rule are now at the end of their 84 births. Now they are neither pure nor do they have that kingdom. They have become impure. The Father has once again come to purify them. He says, don't connect your intellects in yoga to impure beings. Remember the One Father. You know that you are following the advice of the Father and claiming your inheritance from him. Baba also shows you the way to claim your inheritance. People create many different methods. Some have the pride of science, and others have the pride of medicine, doctory. They have written that when someone's heart doesn't function, they are able to replace it with a plastic heart. they remove the real heart and make an artificial one function. That is such a skill. That is for temporary happiness. If he were to die tomorrow, the body would finish. There would be no attainment. Whatever he received was for a temporary period. They show many wonders with science, but they too are for a temporary period. This is a completely unique aspect. Pure souls have now become impure while taking 84 births. Those impure souls have to be made pure once again, but no one except the Father can do that. There is praise of just the One. He is the purifier of all, the bestower of salvation for all, the One who has the vision of mercy for all, the leader who has mercy for all. Those people call themselves Savo Dea leaders, and Savo means all. All are included in that. Only the Father, who is the merciful and blissful One, is remembered as the One who has mercy for all. What mercy would human beings be able to have for human beings? They are unable to have mercy for themselves, so how could they have mercy for others? They only have temporary mercy, and yet they have given themselves such big names. The Father now says, I show you such an easy way to become ever healthy and ever wealthy. This way is very simple. Simply remember me, because you have forgotten me. You remain happy in the golden age, and therefore you don't even remember me. You have been told the history and geography of your 84 births, and how you used to rule, and how you were ever happy. Then, day by day, you continued to come down and become Tamopritam, unhappy and impure. The Father is now once again giving you children your inheritance, as he did in the previous cycle. You come and receive your inheritance every cycle. You follow Srimat. Srimat are directions from Bapdada. Where else, other than from him, could you receive Srimat? The Father says, just think about it. Does anyone have this skill? No. Only the Father shows you the way to become the masters of the world. He says there is no method other than this. Only the Purifier Father gives you this knowledge to claim a high status. It isn't that by knowing the world cycle you'll become pure. The Father says, remember me. Only through the fire of yoga will the urn of sin that has become full be burnt. The Father says you have become impure by taking 84 births. Nowadays they say of themselves, Shivoham, I am Shiva. And then they say Tatwam, the same applies to you. Or they say that you are a form of the Supreme Soul, or that each soul is the Supreme Soul. The Father has now come. You know that you have to remind others of Shiv Baba. Only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the bestower of salvation for all. The temples built to Shiva are one thing, and the form of Shankar is another. It has to be shown in the exhibition that Shiva is incorporeal and that Shankar has a subtle form. Sri Krishna exists in a corporeal form. It is correct to show Radha with him. This proves that they become Lakshmi and Narayan. Sri Krishna doesn't come in the Copper Age to relate the Gita. People are impure at the end of the Iron Age and pure at the beginning of the Golden Age. Therefore, he, not Krishna, would definitely come at the Confluence Age. Only the Father knows this. He alone is Trikaldashi. Sri Krishna cannot be called Trikaldashi. He cannot speak the knowledge of the three aspects of time. He doesn't have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, or the end of the world. They say that he is a small child, and that he goes to study in a college for deity princes and princesses. Earlier, there were special colleges for princes and princesses, but now everything has become mixed. Sri Krishna was a prince, and there must have been many other princes and princesses too. They must have studied together. That was a viceless world. Only Shiv Baba is the bestower of salvation for all. Human beings cannot be bestowers of salvation for all. Only the Father comes and gives everyone liberation and liberation in life. It has been explained that there are no other religions in the kingdom of the deities. They come in the second half of the cycle. Therefore, how could they exist in the Golden Age? Those are Hatha Yogis who belong to the path of isolation. They cannot understand Raja Yoga. This is Raja Yoga for those who belong to the family path. They used to be the pure family path in Bharat. Now, in the Iron Age, they have become those of the impure family path. God speaks. Constantly remember me alone. If you attach your hearts to this old world, or to the relations of your bodies, your fortune falls apart. The fortune of many falls apart. If any wrong actions are performed, those will appear in front of you at the end. You will have visions of them. Some children hide a lot. By telling the Father of the sins you have committed in this birth, half of them will be forgiven. However, because of being ashamed, you don't tell Baba. Many perform dirty actions. Their intellects are aware that they would become free by telling Baba about them. He is the eternal surgeon. If you hide your illness from the surgeon because of being ashamed, how would you become free from it? By telling Baba of the sins you have committed, half of them will be forgiven. When you don't tell Baba, they continue to increase and you become more and more trapped. Your fortune will then finish and there will be misfortune. The Father says, don't keep any connection with bodies. Constantly continue to remember me alone, and you won't then perform any dirty actions. That one is also Dharamraj, so if you hide anything from him, there won't be anyone else who would experience greater punishment. As the time comes closer, everyone will continue to have visions. It is now the time of settlement for everyone. All are impure. punishment is definitely received for the sins you have committed. Just as liberation in life is received in a second, so too there is such a feeling of punishment in a second that it feels as though you are experiencing that punishment for a long time. This is very subtle machinery. It is now the time of settlement for everyone. Punishment definitely has to be experienced. All souls will then go back purified. Only the Father comes and purifies impure souls. No one apart from the Father has the power to do this. The urn of sin has now become full of the sins performed for 63 births. There are the omens of the eclipse of Maya over everyone. The worst eclipse is over you. You were full of all virtues, whereas now you have an eclipse over you. You children have now received this knowledge. The Father tells you, you were the masters of Barat, and you took 84 births. He tells you in a straightforward manner that you truly were those who belonged to the deity religion, and that because you then became impure, you began to call yourselves Hindus. No one established the Hindu religion. Sects and cults cannot be called a dynasty. It is kings who have a dynasty. There are the kingdoms of Lakshmi and Narayan, the first, the second, the third. It is certain that you have to become pure from impure. Because of being impure, you cannot call yourselves deities. You understand that you were worthy of worship and that you belonged to the original eternal deity religion. People only worship the images of their own religion. You had forgotten that you were worthy of worship deities and that you have now become worshippers. You now understand that the Father gave you your inheritance and that when you became impure, you started worshipping your own images. You were worthy of worship and have now become worshippers. This would not be said to anyone other than those of Barat. Baba Tu only comes in Barat to give you this knowledge in order to make you into deities once again. All souls will settle their accounts and go back home. All souls continue to call out to the Father, O God the Father. This is also something to be understood. At this time, you have three fathers. One is Shiv Baba, the other is your worldly father, and then there is this subtle father, Prajapita Brahma. Everyone else has two fathers, a worldly one and the one from beyond this world. In the Golden Age, you only have one father, your worldly father. There, you don't know the father from beyond at all. Since there is only happiness there, why should they remember the Father from beyond? Everyone remembers him at times of sorrow. Here you have three fathers. This is something to be understood. There you remain soul conscious, and you later become body conscious. Here you become soul conscious and also God-conscious. You all have the pure pride of being the children of the Father, and that you are claiming your inheritance from him. He is the Father, teacher, and Satguru. This praise of him has been explained. Only he comes and gives all of you children your inheritance. You had it in the golden age, and you then took 84 births and lost it. It is so easy to explain this. The Father is called the Purifier, the bestower of salvation for all. This is a world of impure ones. How can anyone here grant salvation? The many scriptures someone has read will lead him to his final destination. Then, in his next birth, he will be able to learn them by heart at a young age. The Father is now telling you children such sweet, beautiful things. Children, you have become Tamopratan. Now remember the Father, and the alloy will be removed. The play is now coming to an end, and everyone has to be present. The Christ soul and all the others are also present. They too will come and salute the Father. They won't become rulers of the globe. Therefore, they will just remember the Father and take the mantra of Man Man Above. Yours is a double mantra. Man Man Above, Madhajibav. The Father shows you such a good method. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. While living in this old world, you have to make effort and definitely become full of all virtues. Don't attach your heart to your old body or this old world. Become fortunate. 2. Remain soul conscious and God conscious. Don't hide anything from the Father at this time of settlement. Continue to take advice from the Eternal Surgeon. Blessing. May you constantly have the fortune of remaining close to the Father by staying away from any influence of bad company, and thereby pass with honours. If you would like to stay close to the Father, stay away from the influence of bad company. Many types of papers will come in an attractive form, but do not be attracted by them. There are influences of many types of company. There is the company of waste thoughts, thoughts of attraction to Maya, the company of relatives, the company of words, the company of impure food, and the company of actions. Those who protect themselves from the influence of all these types of company will pass with honours. Slogan: become angels, and the Father himself will become your canopy of protection against adverse situations. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. The special power that you need to become and make others become constant, unshakable and immovable is the point of the drama. Those who imbibe this form of power can never be defeated. However, first of all, apply the point of the drama, and transform waste thoughts into pure thoughts. Then, on the basis of God's love, finish all the different types of obstacles of Maya that are to come. Om Shanti.